1.6 is out. I have the latest scoop on comb blocks, horses, potions, resource packs, and launchers. It's too much to handle.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT.
Welcome to OMG Craft. I am your host, Chad Johnson. By watching this show, you should become a Minecraft expert. So thanks for sticking around. 1.6 has arrived. The newest version of Minecraft is here, and there have been a lot of changes. Changes to resource packs and potions and so much stuff that, you know what, let's just go ahead and show off a world with all of the changes in it.
So first, let's talk about this new launcher. They have updated the launcher, and other than the obvious differences in look, behind the scenes, some things have been updated. LWJGL, which is the game engine, things that it captures things like key presses and things like that, that has been updated. The minimum Java has been raised, so you need at least Java 6 to run Minecraft. And also, they now have support for OpenGL 2.0 drivers. The new launcher will also help a bunch with the new plugin API, as well as supporting resource packs instead of texture packs, which is basically texture packs but with sounds, but it also stores things like graphics and words and other things like that. We're actually going to do our spotlight this week on resource packs. Now, this is the world that we're going to show off all 1.6 goodness in. It is good to point out that this video is coming out on a Saturday. Normally, we do a big course on the first Saturday of every month, but this is actually going to go out on a different Saturday. And, of course, why? Because this is the big 1.6 update. Date! Woohoo! It is here! So, if you're expecting a video on that first Saturday, sorry, you're just not going to get it. This is that video. Now, we have arrived, and as you can see, there are horses, but before we get to the horses, we need to get out of this minecart, and some things have changed with minecarts and all the rideable things in-game. In order to get out, you have to left shift, and then you are brought out of the minecart. You can see when I enter, it says press left shift to dismount. That's the only way to get out of rideable items in-game. Now, this update has been called the horse update, and that is because it adds horses to the game. Right here, here are some untamed horses. You tame a horse by walking up to it and right-clicking it, and then you kind of get on him. Now, I can't control him, and he's running all around. It happened to be that I just tamed him on the first try, but sometimes the horse will buck you off so that you... See, there he goes. He bucked me off, and he kind of kicks in the air. That's because I need to do it a few more times. Pro tip is you actually don't have to wait until the horse bucks you off. You can actually get on and get off real fast, and you don't have to wait for him to buck you off. So you can do that a whole bunch of times until hearts appear. So this white horse right here, I really like him a lot, so let's go ahead and keep him. You can feed your horses if they lose hearts with wheat or bales of hay. You can also use things like golden apples. But even though this horse is tamed, I can't actually ride him anywhere. If I hit my keys, nothing really happens here, which is kind of a bummer. So what you have to do is take a saddle, just normal old pig saddle, and throw it on your horse. Or if you right-click the horse with the saddle, it'll open up the horse's GUI. But if you hold down shift and right-click, normally if you right-click, you just ride him. But if you hold down shift and right-click, you can also get to that GUI. But if you're holding a saddle, it goes straight there. Then you take the saddle and place it into the saddle position, and he has a saddle. So let's go ahead and ride this guy. Speed and health are something that's a little bit random about each horse. So we can ride this guy around and try to figure out how fast he is. He obviously has quite a few hearts. When walking up to Steph, you can hold down the space bar and he will jump. He'll automatically go up one block, but let's say we want to get over this fence, which is higher than that one block, so he's not going to just automatically do it. If you hold down space, it kind of revs up and he will jump. If you get it just perfect, it will be right at the top, and I don't even know if I'll be able to hit it right now. So close. He can jump pretty high. I've actually gotten my horses to jump more than two blocks a few times. And so that's really, really useful if you come up to some sort of barrier. Now let's show off a little bit more about horses. I've tamed a few others here. Left shift to get off of him. Now let's make sure that he doesn't run anywhere. So I'm actually going to steal a lead from another horse. These leads are made with rope and goo globulars, slime balls. There we go. That's what they're called. This lead attaches to the horse so you can pull him around. You can kind of lead him in places, and that's why it's called a lead. You can also right-click a fence post, and it will attach him to the fence post. Now, we have another horse over here, and yes, I know what you're thinking. I have found the only blue horse in-game. Well, actually, this horse right here is wearing diamond armor. If I hold down shift and click him, you can see his diamond armor, and we can take it off of him if we want. Diamond armor comes in armor for horses comes in three different varieties, which I have on each of these horses. Diamond. We have gold. This is the gold armor. And iron. Iron is right here. This is also a gray horse, so it's kind of hard to tell here. Not holding down shift. Let's pull the iron off of him. And there you go. He is a gray horse, so he kind of looks like he's always wearing armor, but there's the actual armor. And these armors are not craftable. You have to find them in chests throughout the world. It very, very short time in a snapshot, they were craftable, but they're not anymore. Now, I know what you're thinking. Hee-haw! That's not the sound that a horse makes. That's correct. Right here, we have two different animals. This is what the heck are you? A donkey. Yeah, we have a donkey. I've named him Billy, as you can see the name over him. And then we also have over here a mule. What I've done is, and the easiest way to tell these guys apart from normal horses is their ears. See those pointy little ears? Well, these horses have little stubby ears. And so this is a donkey, and he also goes hee-haw, which is a difference, as you see. Now, the cool thing about donkeys and mules is that they can have these chests on their backs. All you do is take... Whoa. Okay. Come on. Join the party, I guess. All you do is take a chest, throw it on the back of them, and it just attaches to them. There's no way to actually take it off of them once you have attached it so far. You can see that now he sort of has this inventory that I can place stuff into if I want, which is really, really useful. These horses over here... I keep doing that. These horses over... Come on, stop. These horses... I'm holding down shift. Stop it. This horse right here, you can see, doesn't have an inventory in his side area. It's just kind of blank, and I can't put anything in it. Now, you will notice one other thing that these guys are different is that they are missing a armor slot. So you cannot armor these guys up. They're pretty much just useful for moving items around and riding on them, of course. Now, I said this one's a donkey and this one's a mule. That's because I have bred this donkey with a horse to get a mule. They're a crossbreed of both. And basically he's just pretty much just like another donkey, except he's a little bit taller. Now, before we move on, I want to mention a few other things that you can do with animals now. One of them being naming them. What you can find in World now are these name tags. It used to be if you wanted to name an animal, you had to use a spawn egg, and that was really inconvenient. In normal Minecraft, you don't get spawn eggs. So now you can find these name tags. All you do is drop it into an anvil. And you know what? I don't even think I have enough here. Well, let's go ahead and just find out. Let's name this. It's going to cost me 5 enchants. So I've thought ahead and I got some bottles of enchanting. So let's just give myself 5 levels. Here we go. There we go. And let's name this name tag dog. There we go. So now I have a name tag named Dog. I have a few others. So let's, this is Dog. Perfect. Yeah, now I have my dog. I also have Cat, so let's name this Cat. Perfect. Awesome. Now, there's one other thing with these name tags that has since been found out. It is the Dinnerbone name tag. It also works with a few other of the Minecraft developers, but if you go up to an animal and name it Dinnerbone, the animal turns upside down. Now, you cannot unname an animal. This animal will always be named Dinnerbone. So now, and it's also really fun to ride him. Here, that's, there we go. Get off. Get off. Break the lead. There we go. There we go. Let's ride on this horse here. Just ride him around. Now, so far, this has worked with every single animal that I have tested. Sheep, cats, pigs, absolutely every animal this will work with. And they stay like that. They... It's pretty funny, but he's like that now forever. So just keep that in mind. Let's go ahead and tie... It's tied to his foot. Let's go ahead and tie him back up. Also, did you... Yeah, no, dang it. Come on. I'm grabbing you with a lead. Oh, you already have a lead on you. You come back. Come back, Mr. Gray. It's good to note also that each of these horses do have different coats. They start off with a base color, and then there is kind of a layer on top of them. So you'll get these spotted ones. You'll get painted ones. You'll get sort of muddy ones. All of the coats are very, very different. So let's move on away from animals over to this big building over here. I know what you're thinking. Oh my gosh, look at this. Look at the crazy colors on this building. It's so amazing. What type of wool is that, Chad? Well, it isn't wool. This is hardened clay. Hardened clay is awesome because it comes in a whole bunch of different colors, just like wool. We'll get to this stuff in a second, but it's really, really colorful stuff. The other really neat thing is that, one, it's hard, unlike wool, which can break very easily, and two, it will not burn. Burning down your house was pretty easy if you were using wool, so this is a really, really nice feature. How do you get it? Well, you come over to a smelter, and you smelt up normal clay blocks, which you get by putting clay balls in a 4x4 grid. I actually think there's some clay out here that I saw. There is. So let's go ahead and break some of this clay just to show you. When you break clay, you get clay balls out of it, and then you can put it into your crafting table and get a clay block out of that. Then if you smelt up, furnace up this clay block, you will have hardened clay. Now, I know what you're thinking. I've been saying that a lot this episode. You're thinking, how do you get these freaking colors? Well, once you have the hardened clay, you can put a dye in the middle of a crafting table, and it will dye out 8 of those items. So you can see that there is 8 in this crafting table recipe, and you'll get 8 out of it. Really, really useful. Let's get to this carpet a little bit later. Welcome to our little town for this episode. I also want to point out that this is the lapis lazuli block. Its texture has changed colors, so just expect that. It looks kind of more tiled. It looks really great. We're kind of going for a Spanish theme in this town, and so I thought blue tiles were really great. Now, let's go ahead and just mention this, because you're going to hear it later. Villagers now have a sound to them. They make this meh sound. Meh. So whenever you get into them, they go meh. And then if you trade, why can't I grab that? Why? Grab it. Okay, that's weird. Oh no, I dropped my emeralds. Don't worry, I have some more. That will happen every single time that you talk to villagers. Oh, I can't make that trade anymore. He's run out. So let's just go crazy, because it's also fun to hear him do it a whole bunch of times. God darn it, I keep throwing my emeralds at you. So villagers now make that sound, and they will make that sound all the freaking time. I can hear some zombies around here, so let's throw on this armor. They will make that sound all the time, and as you can see, this is just one, so that can get annoying. Now, in there, you may have seen some awesome wool on the ground. Well, let's cover what that is. This is the new carpet in Minecraft. It's really easy to put down, just kind of like that. It's crafted by putting 2 wool into your crafting table, and then you will get 8 carpet out of it. So we have a whole bunch of this light gray wool here. Let's go ahead and split that into 2, and you get 3. Sorry, I think I said 8. You get 3 carpet out of that, so you get a whole bunch, and then you just throw it on the ground. Now, it is good to note that this you cannot use in conjunction with other blocks. So this chest and this crafting table both don't have carpet below it, and also carpet will stack on top of each other. You can also stand on this carpet. It's not transparent, so you won't fall through it. It also has another really, really interesting effect, and I'm going to do this next to water because you'll see why. But if you do that sort of stair step up, sort of like if you were to do with dirt, and let me jump off of it. That's why I'm next to the water. This works like cactus and sugarcane, where if you break the bottom block, all the blocks above it will fall down. This is kind of interesting, and I really want to see what happens with maybe competitive Minecraft stuff in the future, because that is a really interesting mechanic. Now, let's get into another a few things like recipes that have changed in Minecraft. These recipes have been dubbed the UHC recipes. They have changed the recipe for golden apples from what used to be these nuggets here into ingots. Golden apples also work a little bit differently now. Let me pick up all them apples on the ground. Okay. One is that they will only they will heal you less, but you get this interesting thing here. You have this absorption spell effect, and that gives you an extra 2 hearts on your system tray, on your hot tray. Those hearts will regenerate at around 30 seconds, and so you'll get those back. Those will also be the first things to be destroyed if you are hurt or anything like that. Now, the recipe for glistening melon has also changed. It used to just be one of these guys, and so now you need to surround it with nuggets, and now you get glistening melon, which is required for making health potions. So that is a little bit of differences in this. Now, some other UHC-style mechanics is there is a new spread players command, which will spread players across the map. There's also a natural health regeneration, which will regenerate health as if you were really in Minecraft, that being that just by eating food, you won't regenerate health if your food is at the top, which sort of makes sense because it's kind of like I just got blown up by a creeper and I'm sure steak will solve that problem, being all healed up. So you have to drink potions or golden apples or regeneration potions. That is the natural health regen if you turn that on. That's not always on. Now, a few other changes is this charcoal block texture has now been updated. Charcoal, if you didn't know, could be get by putting wood in a furnace and you get charcoal out of it. I am really excited about this because I like charcoal because it is a renewable resource. I can make as much as I want, but the texture used to be exactly like coal, and those two things don't stack. So you would think that they would stack in your inventory, but they just don't. Coal has also changed a little bit. You have this now coal block. You can put coal in a 3x3 crafting table, and you get this coal block out of it. This can also be used in a smelter for more efficient coal. It's kind of a really nice way to do that. And also, it just is a really, really dark block. It's a really dark texture, which is useful in game for artistic purposes. Now, I want to cover one more thing, and that is this Respiration 3 helmet. Respiration helmets, now when equipped, will make you see better underwater. So you can right-click an item. If you didn't know, you can right-click an item to equip it. So I'm going to right-click it now, and boop, you can see that the water is a lot clearer, and of course, my oxygen level is going down a lot slower now that I have this respiration helmet on. Kind of nice, especially if you are going to go down into the depths of the ocean. Now you can use a respiration helmet to see better underwater. Now I have one more thing that I want to show you, but it's a little bit of a trek away because we couldn't have it right next to the village here. as I do, I want to tell you about a few more changes. Region difficulty has been enhanced. The idea is that the longer you are in an area, the harder that area becomes. This was added by Dinnerbone. He said in the latest tweet that he still needs to polish it a bit to balance it, but it is in the game. Also, there is now an item attribution system. So, things like creepers will have, zombies will be able to hurt more or live longer. You can also have things, spiders now will spawn with various potion effects, and spawn eggs can be used on water. Now, this is what I wanted to show you. Of course, it was called the horse update. We started with horses. I wanted to end with horses. These are crazy horses that you cannot get naturally in game yet. You can edit them in. We have hacked these guys into our game. You have a skeleton horse and you have a zombie horse. Neither of these guys can be tamed, and they make these really weird sounds. So that is now in game, which is really, really, really cool. We used some NBT tag editing to make sure that we could show these awesome horses off to you. And they're just kind of creepy. They don't hurt you or anything, but man, are they scary looking. It'd be awesome if these guys spawned in the Nether. Oh, that'd be so cool.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed our little 1.6 paradise, and I hope that you have learned a lot about the new game. Now, when you're talking with your friends, you won't have that awkward moment of, oh, that was added in Minecraft. Oh, I didn't know that that was in Minecraft now. Now you know, because you're a pro. Thank you so much for watching this episode of OMG Craft. Huge thanks to Cheeto and T2 for helping me build this world. If you would like to subscribe to future episodes, you can do so at youtube.com/OMGCraft or search for OMG Craft in your favorite podcast catcher. Until next time, see you later!